Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this 250th anniversary of our blessed nation. A Huron County man has been sentenced following a guilty plea for engaging the services of a prostitute. Nathan Matthew Ledger appeared in district court, admitting to the charge of involving a neighbor in the village of Ubley. Defense attorney Stephen Allen told the court that Ledger, who has a court-appointed guardian due to his cognitive injury, is currently serving time for a separate matter. Ledger apologized to the court during the hearing. The judge sentenced him to 6 days in the Huron County Jail to be served concurrently with his existing sentence. Ledger is also required to pay $675 in fines and costs and must undergo mandatory AIDS and STD testing along with DNA testing. And after 72 years in business, the Ozentoski family has made the decision to step away from the farm implement dealership industry, and they're excited to announce they've sold to their operation in Bad Axe to TNT Equipment. Tim Ozentoski has been the owner-operator of Ozentoski Farm Equipment since 1975, taking over from his father Clarence and grandfather Lewis, who started the dealership in 1954. Ozentoski Farm Equipment has been a staple of Huron County farming community, and TNT Equipment is excited to step in and continue to serve the Huron County community. Tim and the Ozentoski families would like to personally thank the Tri-County area farmers for their support over the years. He would also like to thank the many employees who helped support them for the many years they have been there. Many of the familiar faces of the Ozentoski Farm Equipment are still going to be here, and Tim would like to thank the TNT organization for the easy transition and hopes the great relationships formed over the years continue to grow. TNT Equipment has been owned by the Teague family since the mid-1980s. The years have brought growth, challenges, and opportunities. Expanding into Bad Axe and becoming a two-store location is exciting. Thank you to the Ozentoski family for giving TNT this opportunity. The transition has been going smoothly, with both owners making all the customers and employees a top priority. Building strong relationships and carrying on the Case IH brand ensures that you will continue to be valued customers, stop in and say hello to both the familiar and the new faces. And Lake Township leaders met in closed session on Thursday afternoon to discuss legal strategy involving an ongoing federal lawsuit. During a joint meeting of the Township Board and Planning Commission, officials voted to privately consult with legal counsel regarding litigation filed by Driftwood Lavender LLC. The case remains pending in the U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District. Before entering the closed session, board members approved revisions to the meeting agenda, removing procedural items related to the executive session. The private meeting was authorized under provisions of Michigan's Open Meetings Act that allows confidential discussions involving pending legal matters, at which point the public was asked to go outside and wait until the meeting opened back up to the public. This occurred on a day when their heat advisory was in effect and heat indices were over 100 degrees. But those that were present did comply, as they felt it was important to be a part of the local government process and stay informed of the status of this case. Upon reconvening an open session, the members voted to adjourn the meeting and dismissed all attendees. No further information was provided. And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.
This is Jessica Testlin-Ranke. I am running for probate judge. This weekend is all about 250 years of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I am proud of my American roots in Huron County. My mother's family arrived in the mid-1800s. I'm a sixth-generation Huron County resident, making my own children seventh generation. Americans enjoy many rights. Some are personal to me. The Second Amendment allows me to be a gun owner, and I own quite a few. My family is also one of great faith, which is a right in our Constitution to worship as we choose. I know the constitutional rights are fragile and only as strong as those who enforce them. That includes me. I honor a defendant's right to an attorney, the right to remain silent, and as a magistrate, I honor the right to freedom and privacy by only authorizing valid arrest and search warrants. I have set over 4,000 bonds at arraignments, and if elected judge, I would order fair sentences for the protection of the public and rehabilitation of the individual. Celebrating America is going to be hot this weekend, but I will be out and about, and I look forward to meeting voters all over the county.
Paid for by Jessica Testlin-Ranke for Huron County Probate Judge.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Now,